I would be remiss today if I did not mention something about the sadness that we are hearing about in the news. I think it is extremely tragic. I think it is very dark to hear that in the last week here in our country, which we need to remember is extremely blessed. Blessed with talent, blessed with resources, blessed with incredible minds. Folks, we have to figure this out. So I don't know how we're going to figure it out, but I think we need God more in our lives. When God is present in the midst of darkness against the evil one, we know that when light and darkness meet, even if it's just a small little hole, a little open door of light, guess what? There is no more darkness. Some want to relegate this particular issue to something that is political only. It might be have some politics to it, but this is an issue that is not red or blue. This is an issue that is life or death. This is an issue that belongs to God. And so we know God determines when life begins at conception in the womb. We are called to respect that life. God determines when life ends. That is not up to another human person. So I think it has to make us say, what is going on? And how is it perhaps that we are not taking care of the people of one another? How is it that we're missing that? I don't know. Is it that the minds are getting so demented on things of video games, internet? I don't know, electronics. Is it that we've lost a sense of caring and of love for one another? I don't know. But I do know that in life, we are called to do two things. And I think that if we as a people and as a nation can commit to doing these two things more and better, it will help fulfill our mission. And that is to love and to be loved. It is to give love and to receive love. And when we can find that and do that, we are able then to be able to care for one another. So please, we pray for those that are victimized by senseless violence. But also, we have to remember that we need a conscience. We need to know the difference between right and wrong. And our young people need to know the difference between right and wrong. I hope you have a very blessed week. Please pray for us. Pray that we can be the priest you need and deserve, and pray that the Lord may continue to bless us as a nation.